Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. And you know something? The Word does work when we work it. We're talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion. Mind renewal equals spirit dominion. And just a real quick review here. We've talked about that we are a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body, that we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, according to Romans 12. We talked about the will of God, the 3 degrees, we could say, of the will of God. Then we talked about how to renew your mind. Hear the word, speak the word, study the word, meditate the word, and act on the word. Then we moved down into 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and talked about what do we do in the heat of the battle? And that was 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. And then we got into Philippians 4, verse 8, about thinking on these particular things help us in the heat of the battle. We talked about looking into the spiritual mirror and in James chapter 1. And then in also in James chapter 1, we talked about not being double-minded. So in our last couple of sessions, we've tried to get into Romans chapter 8. We've broken down some of the scriptures there. I just can't seem to get away from that particular area. But we've been talking about being spiritually minded versus carnally minded. And we stopped last time reading in the Passion Translation that Gary and Donnie Orton gave us. And boy, have I really enjoyed this translation. I'm going to back up. I was going to actually read Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 7, kind of like we did last time. But I got to reading this morning, and I want to look back a little bit further. So as we do, we're going to turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 7, and we'll start with verse 15. While you're looking that up, Romans 7:15, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word, for your spirit within us and your hand on us. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're looking at Romans chapter 8, verse 15, starting with verse 15 from the Passion. Paul's writing here and he says, I'm a mystery to myself, for I want to do... That's for sure. Most of us are a mystery to ourselves. I'm a mystery to myself. For I want to do what is right, but end up doing what my moral instincts condemn. And if my behavior is not in line with my desire, talking about is from his spirit, my conscience, the voice of his spirit, my conscience still confirms the excellence of the law. So if I'm putting the word in me, my conscience, my voice of my spirit is telling me, hey, you're not supposed to be doing this. You're walking out of love, or you're walking in unbelief, or whatever. And now, so my conscience still confirms the excellence of the law. And now I realize that it is no longer my true self, talking about a spirit man, doing it, but the unwelcome intruder of sin in my humanity. Now, this is not a dual nature. This is not your sin nature. It's coming against your humanity. Okay, it's your unrenewed mind. Your 5 physical senses are trying to rule your mind, and your mind's going along with them. So it becomes the mind of the flesh. All right? For I know, verse 18, for I know that nothing good lives within the flesh of my fallen humanity. The longings to do what is right are within me, in his spirit man. But willpower, see, now we're talking about the will, the mind, will, and emotions. But willpower is not enough to accomplish it. Boy, the world's seen that, haven't they? My lofty desires to do what is good are dashed when I do the things I want to avoid. So if my behavior contradicts my desires to do good, I must conclude that it is not my true identity doing it. See, it's not from your spirit. It's not from an evil nature or a sin nature within you, but the unwelcome intruder of sin hindering me from being who I really am. Now we're down to verse 21. I'm going to read on down. I hope you don't mind me reading today because this is good. The word's good. Through my experience of this principle, I discover that even when I want to do good, evil is ready to sabotage me. Truly deep within my true identity, I love to do what pleases God. Verse 23 now. But I discern another power operating in my humanity, waging a war against the moral principles of my conscience. See, it's coming against the voice of his spirit. and bringing me into captivity as a prisoner of the law of sin, to the law of sin, this unwelcome intruder in my humanity. What an agonizing situation I'm in. So who has the power to rescue this miserable man from the unwelcome intruder of sin and death? I give all my thanks to God, for his mighty power has finally proved a way out through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it reminds me of the Amplified. We have a way of escape to a landing place when we're tempted, when we're tested or tried. Amen. So the way out is Jesus Christ. He's the landing place, the Anointed One. So if left to myself, the flesh is aligned with the law of sin. But now my renewed mind is fixed on and submitted to God's righteous principles. Notice what it says. But now my renewed mind is fixed on and submitted to God's righteous principles. The way we're going to get our mind renewed to God's righteous principles is to get in his righteous principles. In his righteousness, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I love, of course, chapter 8, verse 1 says, now this case is closed. I like Eugene Peterson added that, I believe it's in italics. Now the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life union, with Jesus, the Anointed One. Sin is warring against the law of your mind. And you see, it's warring against the law of your mind when it's renewed. But the more we renew our mind, the less we have to deal with certain areas. So renew your mind in that particular area, whether it's finances, faith, faith for finances, faith for healing, anxiety, stress, discouragement, whatever you're believing for a loved one, whatever the case is, it's the time for us to start renewing our minds. Now, let's go down to Romans chapter 8, verse 7, where we left off last time. All right, we're reading, and I ask you just to kind of think about that and meditate on it a little bit. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. In fact, the mindset, I love this, the mindset focused on the flesh fights God's plan and refuses to submit to his direction because it cannot. Think about that. I don't know about you, but I want to submit to God's direction in my life in every area. But if you've got the mindset of the flesh, if you're focusing on the wrong thing, you're fighting God's plan. So it's important to focus on the Word. That's why Joanne and I try to talk the Word. We try to get in the Word. When we get up in the morning, we're looking at a scripture that day. We're meditating on it. We're listening to the Word when we're getting ready for the day. We're praying before we go to bed at night. And all through the day, we're trying to listen to the Word. You get in the car, listen to the Word if you can. You know, I mean, there are other things. I like to listen to music, too. I like to listen to some secular music. But I always try to get back in the Word, back in the Word, back in the Word. Why? Because that's what I need to be thinking on. Verse 8. For no matter how hard they try, God finds no pleasure with those who are controlled by the flesh. But when the Spirit of Christ empowers your life, you are not dominated by the flesh, but by the Spirit. Praise God. Verse 10 says, now Christ lives his life in you. And that's what I want. I want Christ to live his life in me. So, praise God. I want to just go through that a little bit because it's incredible to see how the Word of God can affect our life. It's great when we move over into Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, that we should walk in the Spirit and live out of our spirit. Galatians 5. Let's look at that. Galatians 5, 16 and 18. Now, this ties in with Romans chapter 7 very well. Galatians 5, 16. We've already mentioned this several times, but let's look at it one more time and just review it in line with what we've just read. Galatians 5, 16 through 18 from the King James. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh or the desires of the flesh. My mother wrote in this Bible before she ever gave it to me. She wrote, we will have peace. Amen. When we follow after the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. For the flesh, will, instead of saying the word lust, let's say the word desire. Lust is a strong, strong desire. For the flesh desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, if you're led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. You're not under those works of the law. Praise God. We are set free from it because we're renewing, because of what Jesus did, and we're renewing our minds to the Word of God. The Word of God, not the law that would condemn, but the Spirit which brings life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So meditate on those things that we've just talked about. We're breaking this off in little bitty pieces so we can kind of think about it and meditate in our lives. And next time we'll see if we can get into Romans 12 into a different translation a little bit and then talk about more about mind renewal. Praise God. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.